Sona, this was a very nice day today.
It was.
Because over here at our headquarters, we got this great gift, Tillamook ice cream. Yes. I'm a monster for ice cream. I know you are too.
I want to take a bath in it, and then I want to eat the bath.
Wait, what?
I want to like bathe in it, yeah. But then I want to eat it as I'm bathing in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, that's a simple concept. You made it much more complicated.
I know, I'm sorry.
Fill a bathtub with Tillamook ice cream. I will get in it, and then I will eat my way out.
Yes,
that's all
okay,
you need to
there
do.
There we go. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have so many great, it's such good ice cream, and they have so many great flavors. I mean, just off the top of my head, I don't know. Birthday cake, caramel swirl, banana split, caramel toffee crunch, chocolate chip cookie dough. I think there's butter pecan, cookies and cream, French vanilla, chocolate peanut butter. Malted mousse shake, I think, is one. I can't remember too well. Mounted huckleberry, Tillamook mudslide, Marionberry pie, monster cookie, old fashioned vanilla, Rocky Road, Oregon dark cherry, waffle cone swirl, peppermint bark. I'm just going off memory here, but holiday sugar cookie, orange and cream. Anyway, so many great flavors and just incredible. You know, they really put, and they come in family size cartons.
Mm.
Also, you're in good hands with the Tillamook brand. They make over 200 different dairy products, and the brand is farmer owned and led by dairy experts. Find Tillamook ice cream near you at Tillamook.com. I'm going to spell it for you. That's how much I care about this product. Tillamook.com. Mother's Day is May 12th. And in advance, Sona, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you,
You're
Conan.
A terrific mom, and your kids are here today with
Did you
us.
Get me a present?
Well, it's not May 12th yet, but I'm getting you one.
Okay, thank you.
Well, guess what? Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price category or browse curated gift lists ranging from for the mom who has everything to the gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. I like when you can
so
go by
easy.
Price because I can go right down to the bottom.
Oh,
get Liza something for a dollar. Sorry, baby.
Oh.
Top gifts include Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, and the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame.
Oh, yeah.
Shop now at Macy's.com/gift finder. And happy Mother's Day, moms.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey there, Lux. Please meet Conan and the Chill Chum.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you, Lux? First of all, I love your name, Lux. Is it L-U-X?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not cool. L-U-X-E, like this is Lux service, you know, you get extra fan, you're the extra, it'd be funny if you had a friend who was Lux without the E and you were Lux with the E and it just, you were like the more expensive version of that other friend.
Oh yeah, no, exactly, I am the more expensive version.
Yeah, you're the high class. Well, very nice to talk to you, Lux, and I was told you're coming from somewhere else in the world, but I don't know where. Where are you right now?
Well, I think you can take a guess. I'm from London.
Uh-huh. Well, I didn't know. Maybe you worked at Harry Potter World at Universal. I didn't know. And by the way, you can walk down to a pub in Santa Monica about 5 minutes from my house, and there's everyone there who runs these pubs is British. So I never make any assumptions.
Right,
So you're in London right now.
Yeah, born and raised in London.
Oh, I love London. I really do. It's a absolutely beautiful city, and the people are fantastic. And so I'm glad to know that you're aware of our work in London. That always makes me feel good that people around the world are listening to this.
Yeah.
Complete waste of time. So how did you find our podcast?
Oh, literally, during lockdown, I was just on my laptop and I just saw, I think, one of your bits. I think you were something with Jordan Slansky. And
oh, my God. My apologies. Yeah. Jordan Slansky is someone I've filmed many bits with over the years, and they're very popular online. So you probably saw one of those and then thought, I hear this idiot has a podcast. I'll check that out as well.
Yeah. Well, I actually only got introduced to your podcast about 2 months ago. I was talking to my mate, who is actually a really big fan as well. And he told me about it and I was like, oh, well, I love Conan, so I better listen to it. And yeah, I've just been listening to all of them.
Well, that's great. And you know what? I love your mate because that guy has good taste. tell your mate I say good on you. What are they? That's Australian. No. That's Australian. Sorry. Sorry.
I mean, I am Australian as well. I'm half Australian.
See?
What?
Hey! Oh,
see? Wow. Gorley, yeah. I picked up on that. So yeah, do that. Say good on you. What's your mate's name?
Adrian.
Yeah, say good on you, Adrian.
He'll be very and then, happy.
Whoa, my God, what was that?
Let me try a couple.
Oh, no.
Hey, Adrian, good on you. Oi, 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 oi.
Oh, no.
How about, Adrian, old chum. Okay, I'm falling apart here. I'm having a...
Sorry, Lux. We apologize.
Lux, I'm having a total meltdown.
Sorry.
Oh, so it's Adrian, is it? Oh. Wait, okay, now you're a leprechaun.
Oh, God.
It goes well with your Irish side.
Yeah, Lux, you just saw why my career is very limited to YouTube nonsense and now this podcast. I'll never give Daniel Day-Lewis a run for his money. That'll never. Every time I go out for a role that Daniel Day-Lewis is also going out for, he seems to beat me out for some reason. Because I go in there to play
really?
Link. I go in there to play Abraham Lincoln, and I'm like, can I tell you? Oh, yes. And it just immediately I'm shown the door. So tell us about yourself. I don't know anything about you, Lux. I honestly know nothing. Tell us what you do. What's your passion in life?
So I'm a climber. I'm a climbing instructor. So like indoor rock climbing.
Oh, okay.
So I've been doing that for about 10 years. I'm also part of the GB paraclimbing team.
What is that? Oh, the Great Britain paraclimbing team?
I'm visually impaired. I have no central vision. So I'm part of the visually impaired category of the paraclimbing team. Yeah.
Can you explain to me? I don't know what it means to have no central vision. What does that actually mean?
So imagine you're looking at someone and you look directly at them and then their head disappears.
Oh, really?
Wow.
So literally it means exactly what you said, which is the very center of your field of vision is blocked out.
So if I look directly at you with like the center of my eye, you disappear. So it's just blurry. It's just a blur.
Oh, wow. Okay. And how did this, was this something that you've had your whole life or?
So something to do with genes. I don't know. So when your parents have two specific genes and when they mix, one of their children could have it. I guess I was the unlucky one.
Right. Uh-huh. And so you have peripheral vision.
Yeah. But at the same time, I can't see at a distance and I can't see small things.
I see. So, it's fascinating to me that you have this condition and you've taken on, I mean, it's very inspiring. You've taken on something that I think would be, quite challenging for anybody to do with perfect vision. You're climbing. You're a climbing instructor, and clearly you're very good at it. And yet you have I would think very difficult condition. So how do you compensate for that when you're climbing? How do you? You must have to just maneuver your eyesight around so that you can see where to put your hand, right?
Well, like every move, every hold, it's just one thing at a time. And then I usually get one of my mates to shout at me while I'm on the wall to tell me where I'm going.
Would that be Adrian by any chance?
No.
It'd be funny if Adrian wasn't shouting to you where to put your hand so that you don't fall to your death, but was shouting, "You should check out Conan! He's got a podcast!"
Oh no!
Sorry, I'm alienating people in the entire United Kingdom left and right, and I shouldn't. It's my own lack of talent. It's not any disrespect. I'm just doing the very best I can. So you have someone literally who's with you saying, "Move your hand a little more to the right, move it a little more to the left, so that you can grab onto the rock that you need to hold onto."
Yeah, well, holds. They're not rocks. It's made out of plastic.
Excuse me. Lux.
We made a fool out of you,
Conan. Lux, put you in your place.
Lux, I thought we were friends, and you just humiliated me.
That's what British people do. They take the piss out of their friends.
Yeah. I am, you know, my ancestors, the Irish, you know, that's how they were treated by the British. And so this is terrible. This is terrible what you've done to me.
Well, actually, you know what? Most of my ancestors are Irish as well.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you guys are related.
We probably are. We're all related at some point, you know?
Yeah.
You look like someone who can't go out in the sun for very long. So.
Yeah, no, I've got that pasty white thing going on.
I didn't say pasty. Lux, I never said pasty. I think I have beautiful alabaster skin. No one said pasty.
Is that what you tell yourself?
God damn.
Lux. Oh, yes.
Oh, I have to say, Lux, for someone who says that you have an eyesight impairment, your aim is fantastic. You are you are blasting the shit out of me left and right. You shot the gun out of my hand. I went to pick up a knife. You shot that out of my hand. So this is very cool. So you're part of competitions then. You're part of competitions.
Yeah.
There's probably a whole and so when you're going up against other teams, is that how it works? You're going up against other teams from different countries?
Yeah, so you're sort of put into a category. So for visually impaired, there's B1, B2, B3. B1 is like no vision, next to no vision. B2 is a little more, and B3, that's the category I'm in. And then it's like done male and female, so separate categories. So all the people in my category are from different countries, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there couldn't be a B3 guy who was in my team.
I see.
So you're kind of climbing individually.
Okay. So is B3 one of the rarer conditions?
So B3, there are less B3 guys because I'm almost normal. I'm not quite fully blind.
Right.
So I guess B1 and B2, it's more common to have more people in there, but they have less vision.
So you compete against other climbers who are in the B3 category? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is there one in particular who's like your arch enemy?
The Romanian guy.
What? I knew it.
Yeah.
It's always the Romanian guy.
What's this guy's name?
Yeah, what's this guy's name?
I don't actually know. I can't remember his name.
Probably doesn't even have a name.
He's that good.
Yeah.
He's that good and that mysterious. He was probably created in a lab. Some evil underground Romanian lab. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where you go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching, you can go hiking in Yosemite, and then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want, they got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. You know, it's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on, which could equal an expensive repair bill, and a new engine can cost up to $6,000.
Don't I know it?
But this is why you need this product I'm about to mention right now.
Okay.
CarShield. Mm. CarShield offers plans with low monthly rates that you can pay for your expensive repairs on your out-of-warranty car, truck, or SUV. It's so nice to have that protection of CarShield.
I know.
I believe. That's my belief. Some people have other beliefs, maybe religious beliefs. I think CarShield. CarShield plans provide protection on up to 5,000 major parts and systems, including items like transmission, engine, even your entertainment system. Mm. Just call CarShield and choose the mechanic to do the work. CarShield administrators will handle the rest and save you money. Look, I saw your car today. You've got a beautiful car, but you've got a haul your family around in this car. This is a vital piece of machinery for you. You need CarShield.
I do. And you know, I don't take care of my cars very well. So CarShield, it would definitely come in.
You know, and also with their A rating from the BBB, don't ask me, CarShield is the name you can trust to save you money on covered auto repairs. Now's the time to make the smart choice and protect yourself from the sky-high auto repair bills. Visit CarShield.com/Conan. Save 20% today. Again, that's CarShield.com/Conan to save 20%. Visit CarShield.com/Conan to lock in your price today. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. You can check in on your home and manage your security systems from virtually anywhere. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest doorbell, even a package. You can know that there's a package out there.
I know.
And not a person.
You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, sometimes a person rings the doorbell and I think it's a package. Anyway, and with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you can get 30 days of event video history, even smarter notifications like when a familiar or unfamiliar face is seen. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. You can view video of an alarm event and verify or cancel an alarm with just a tap. I'm always setting off alarms accidentally. This is helpful for me.
Oh, good.
When the most trusted name in home security adds the intelligence of Google, well, you got a home with no worries. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. This is unbelievable. I've been talking about this idea for years.
I know. I want you to explain it more.
I can.
Okay.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. I had this idea years ago. I was telling people, no one listened to me. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems. Remember when I said that?
Yeah.
Because you've got one unified business management suite.
You said that.
Yeah. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math, man.
Yeah.
See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Conan, netsuite.com/Conan. I'm going to say it one more time just for emphasis, netsuite.com/Conan. So this Romanian gentleman, who we don't know his name,
yeah,
but he's in the B3 category, so he has your level of impairment visually.
I think he even might have the same disease as I have.
Really? So yeah. You'd think you guys would become friends because you could bond over this.
Well, but it's instead, not like unfriendly.
Instead, you've made him your arch enemy.
Yeah, well, gotta make someone it.
Oh, how... There's so many to choose from. I mean, I think you found, Lux, you found me. You've dissed me beautifully like 15 times in this conversation already. So I think
I thought you'd be used to it, Conan.
I thought, you know, why? Well, leave me alone. Go after the Romanian, for God's sake.
I need to figure out what his name is.
Is it scary? Is it frightening when you're climbing, or are you all harnessed in? You can't get too badly hurt.
So in para competitions, there's no bouldering, which is when you climb without a rope.
Right.
And then you've got a harness on and you're attached to a rope. So if you fall, you're just caught by the rope.
Yep.
So it's not scary, but to be honest, I've been climbing for so many years that climbing is not really frightening. It's just, it's probably more the anxiety of being in a competition. That's what
got it. Also, one of the things that's so cool about climbers is incredible upper body strength, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they all have massive shoulders.
Please tell me what that's like to have upper body strength. I've thought about it. I've thought about ways that maybe I could try and achieve it. It's not going to happen. But the idea that you can pull your whole body pretty much. I know you're using your arms and your legs, but that upper body strength, tell me what it's like, Papa. Tell me.
Well, son, it's...
This is the bedtime story I ask for every night. I ask my wife, tell me what it's like to have upper body strength. And she's like, okay, here we go again. Wow. Do you have to work out a lot to do this, or is just the climbing the workout itself?
I mean, climbing is a workout in itself. I do a lot of training, though. I train 6 days a week.
Wow.
Wow. I don't do anything 6 days a week.
Yeah, on Sundays, you don't breathe, right? You just don't. You practice photosynthesis on Sundays. No other breathing is done. Wow, that's so... That's very impressive. You're a very impressive person. I love that you, attacked this. And I'm just in your everyday life when you're not climbing, is there anything that you can use that helps you with this condition? Is there special glasses? Are there anything that you can
put on? This little thing right here.
What does that do?
So if you hold it up to things, it will make them bigger. It's like a magnifier. Glasses don't work. So,
right.
Yeah, glasses have never worked.
There must be some advantage to if there's, as you said, a part that you don't see. That might be convenient at times when you're like, I really don't want to talk to this person right now. I'm going to stare at their face, and so they just go. Because that would be. There are times where
useful.
I really don't want to see this person right now. So I will position my head so they're just gone, but they think I'm looking at them, but I'm not. I have obliterated them.
Well, still, thing is, you still have to talk to them even if you can't see them.
You just say an occasional, sounds good.
I mean, really.
Really, you think of, it's what you're doing to me right now, I can tell.
Yeah.
You tuned me out a while ago, Lux.
I haven't been looking at your face directly ever since we got on.
I see there are advantages and disadvantages to every condition. Well, Lux, is there anything I can do for you? You seem like a terrific guy. I'd like to help you out. If you have a question or if there's anything I can do.
Yeah. So I guess my question is, what is the dumbest and most physically dangerous thing you've ever done?
Okay. I know exactly what it is. There's a couple because, I mean, there's more than one. When I get thinking about what might be funny or in front of people, my good sense tends to go away. So on tour in, I think, 2010, we did this very raucous show that we toured around the country, and it was in large venues, and I would do all kinds of comedy, but I would also play the guitar and do musical numbers, and it just started to, the crowds were getting bigger and bigger, and it was turning into, it was so chaotic, and there was so much energy that I remembered one time I ran up, I had pretty much a radio mic on my guitar so I could go anywhere with the guitar. And I ran up with my guitar to the second balcony and I stood on the edge of the balcony playing the guitar and didn't even think about it. And the people who I employ were furious with me. They were watching it and they were like, you asshole. You were standing there not even looking at what you were doing and you so easily could have fallen and it was, you know, a 30-foot fall. It wouldn't have gone well. That was super stupid and I was very apologetic and but I was living out some weird, hey, look at me, I'm Eddie Van Halen guitar fantasy and it was just stupid. The second one was we were doing a rehearsal once with animals, and there was a very large water buffalo, I think from Africa, and someone just said, hey, it might be funny if you got on it. And the trainer who actually knew nothing about, who was just there to hold the animals and didn't know that much about each particular one, said, yeah, get on it. And I said, okay. And I later looked back at the footage because we were shooting it for rehearsal. And I just said, you probably remember this too, Sona. And so I went, yeah, okay. And I jumped on the back of a water buffalo. Now, let me be clear. This water buffalo was the size of a mid-size compact car. And I jumped on the back of it And this water buffalo didn't want me on its back. So the first thing it did was threw me off. And I landed on a solid concrete floor that's extra dense so that you can roll TV cameras on it. And I bounced off my left hip. And the buffalo charged forward, knocked a bunch of cameras over, then turned around, and all I saw was the whites of its eyes and started charging at me. And I ran like a cartoon character and like made a hole in the wall that was in the shape of my body. I got a massive hematoma. It was so big I couldn't get my pants off. And I was like, thinking back to it, when we looked at the tape, my sidekick, Andy Richter, standing there or sitting there, and he's not really paying attention. And in fact, nobody's paying attention. But what you can hear is someone says, I think a segment producer says, why don't you get on? What if you got on it? And then the trainer goes, yeah, get on it. I say, yeah, I'll get on it. And then you hear Andy Richter say, I wouldn't do that. And he says it at about that level. He goes, and he's, I think he's like playing with his phone at the same time. He goes, I wouldn't do that. And
he's just putting it on record. Yeah. Not trying to really
stop. He just wasn't, exactly. He just says, I wouldn't do that. And then you just see me.
He still wanted to see what would happen.
Yeah. And then I instantly jump on I don't listen to him. I jump on the back of the water buffalo. And it's all like my sympathies with the water buffalo was right. It was in the right. I was in the wrong. And so, yeah, and I think if I thought about it, I can think of 600 more of those. And I have nobody to blame but myself, but I never said I was the smartest guy. I'm just
never thought it.
All right. Lux.
Lux at Veritas.
Lux.
Yes.
Lux, I'm going to come to London. I get there sometimes, and I'm going to find you, man, okay? And we're going to settle this once and for all.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Which means that you're going to, with your upper body strength, instantly beat the crap out of me.
I'm quite a short guy, so you could probably
my height is of no advantage, trust me, the way I use it. Hey, Lux, it was so cool talking to you, and I am sincerely impressed with what you've accomplished. And I think, more power to you. I do hope we meet someday. I really do.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me. And, you guys really helped me. I've been having a really tough time at the moment, and like listening to your podcast, watching your videos, it makes my day every single time.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that you're having a tough time. A lot of people are these days, it's not uncommon. And I do hope that you are good at, I did not used to be, and I know we both have the same lineage. I used to think I'm going to get serious here for a second, but I used to think I shouldn't talk to people when I would get depressed, or I would think, well, because we come from this culture, this sort of Celtic UK culture of just forge ahead and don't talk about these things. But yeah. I have found it's really good to talk about these things. So continue to do that. Talk to your friends and talk to people in your life and in your family. And when you're feeling low, and I'm glad that we're able to put a smile on your face, but also keep talking about this because it's important. Okay.
Yeah. That's nice, Lux.
All right. Our paths will cross again. I promise you that.
I can't wait.
All right. Take care, Lux.
Okay.
Yeah. Bye, take guys. Care. Bye. Thanks.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.